You're listening to a podcast from Cancer.net. This cancer information website is produced by the American Society of Clinical Oncology, known as ASCO, the world's leading professional organization for doctors that care for people with cancer. In today's podcast, we'll discuss the role of physician assistants in cancer care. This podcast will be led by Heather Hilton and Todd Pickard. Ms. Hilton is the lead physician assistant in the Department of Medicine at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York and the past president of the Association of Physician Assistants in Oncology. Mr. Pickard is the physician assistant program director at MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, Texas, as well as the medical liaison to ASCO for the American Academy of Physician Assistants and the Association of Physician Assistants in Oncology. ASCO would like to thank Ms. Hilton and Mr. Pickard for discussing this topic.
Hello, I'm Todd Pickard. I am the Physician Assistant Program Director at MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, Texas. And I'm also the Medical Liaison to the American Society of Clinical Oncology for the American Academy of PAs and the Association of Physician Assistants in Oncology.
And hello, my name is Heather Hilton, and I am the lead physician assistant for the Department of Medicine at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York. And my clinical area is adult bone marrow transplant. And I am a past president of the Association of Physician Assistants in Oncology. Physician assistants, or PAs for short, are licensed medical professionals who work in teams with physicians to provide medical care to patients. And the roots of our profession is actually in the military. During the primary care physician shortage in the 1960s, Dr. Eugene Stead of Duke University Medical Center realized that Navy corpsmen had received quite a bit of medical training during their time in the service. And from this group, he selected the first class of physician assistants. And they were educated in a similar fashion to how physicians were trained, a bit of an expedited training program during World War II. And the physician assistant education curriculum continues to be modeled after that of physician training today. Training programs for PAs are typically between 24 and 30 months in length and include 2,000 hours of clinical rotations. Todd, why don't you tell us a little bit more about what physician assistants do?
Thanks, Heather. You know, what's interesting is based on the training that we have, being trained similarly to our physician colleagues, it's really easy for patients to not really pick up when their care is being transitioned from a PA or a physician, because the work that we perform is so similar to what the physicians are doing. You might not even know you're being seen by a PA unless a PA would tell you. PAs do physical assessments, they order tests, they interpret results, make diagnoses, order treatments, and prescribe medications. PAs also can perform procedures and work in the operating room with physicians. What's great about the PA profession is that it really gives us that foundation and flexibility to work in all areas with our physician partners. So now that you know a little bit about what the PA role is and a little bit about some of our general abilities, I think it's important for you to understand what our role is really in the oncology world. So, Heather, tell me a little bit about what your responsibilities are and what do the PAs that you work with do for your patients?
Well, PAs care for patients across the spectrum of cancer care. And PAs who care for people with cancer are often very focused on treating symptoms or side effects of cancer or cancer therapies. And PAs care for all patients, PAs care for patients in all disease areas of oncology and work in different treatment modalities such as surgical oncology, radiation oncology, and medical oncology. And PAs may take care of patients in the hospital setting or in the clinic, and they may provide long-term or survivorship care to patients once they have completed their cancer treatment. Some PAs are also involved in clinical research to identify new treatments to help patients with their disease or symptoms, while others are involved with screening and prevention care and education.
I've worked in a couple of different fields in oncology. I started in a surgical oncology practice, and it was very interesting. Every day was different. I spent time in the clinic seeing new patients and consults and helping them understand their diagnosis and then working with the physician to get them prepared for surgery. And then I would actually go to the operating room, and I would operate with the physicians to help remove the cancer from the patients. And then I would see them in the clinics afterwards to make sure that they recovered from their surgery and were getting back to their normal lives. Medical oncology was quite different. Still saw patients in the clinic to help them understand their diagnosis and do the physical examination and talk to them about the various different chemotherapies. But then one of the biggest things that I did was I would see the patients while they were on their chemotherapy treatments to make sure that they were doing well and to check their labs to make sure that they could get their next dose and help them understand what symptoms and toxicities they were having and how to best manage those and then prescribe medications for those. So it was really interesting to be able to see both sides of those. But at the end of the day, it was really all about helping patients. And a lot of what I did was really help them understand their disease and their treatment and empower them to manage their own symptoms and side effects and to be able to provide the medications that they needed to control those.
I agree, Todd. That's a huge role of physician assistants, is to help patients each and every day to help manage the symptoms that and side effects that they're experiencing. And, you know, I encourage patients to keep a pad of paper and pen close by to write down questions that they would like to ask as they think of them. And actually on the cancer.net website, there are also some comprehensive guides on cancer types available, and these include questions that patients may want to ask their medical provider as they're going through treatment. And I think it's very important that patients report their symptoms, how they're feeling, and how they're doing with their cancer treatment to their medical provider so that any issues that they're having can be addressed promptly and so that their care throughout the treatment can be optimized. And sometimes keeping a journal or a notebook can be helpful, and patients can bring this with them to their clinic visits.
You bring up a really good point, Heather, about how to communicate with your medical team, not only with your physician assistant, but any nurses or the physicians that you work with. I think that the cancer.net is a great resource to help patients think about those types of questions and help them be engaged in their care. I mean, at the end of the day, we're all people, and the easiest thing to do is to reach out to somebody when you need help and just to talk to them clearly and plainly and explain to them, you know, I'm experiencing this symptom or this side effect, or I have these concerns, or I have these fears, or I don't understand what my disease means and what the treatment will entail. And the PA will be there to help you to answer those questions. I think it's important for the patients to do a little bit of preparation before their appointment so that the appointment can be a very effective and rewarding process. Also, so you don't forget stuff on the way out the door. It's always good to be able to ask those questions directly to somebody when you're in front of them rather than having to try to call or email them later. But obviously, you know, PAs are there for patients, and if you need to call them or to email them, they're going to respond. And so I think that's, you know, really important for patients to just not be afraid to ask for help and to ask questions.
I agree, Todd. And you know, PAs are an integral part of the cancer care team. And you know, we're here to help make patients' journey through cancer, try to improve this journey that they're experiencing, and try to make each day better.
Thank you, Ms. Hilton and Mr. Pickard. More information about physician assistants and their important role in cancer care can be found at www.cancer.net. Cancer.net is supported by the Conquer Cancer Foundation, which is working to create a world free from the fear of cancer by funding breakthrough research, sharing knowledge with physicians and patients worldwide, and supporting initiatives to ensure that all people have access to high-quality cancer care. Thank you for listening to this Cancer.net podcast.